Hello, everyone. Welcome to Letterman Row. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology, another commitment edition of Bermanology on the site. And on, you know, on a Saturday night, a player that I think a lot of people thought at some point was going to end up committing to Ohio State, but maybe not this soon. Welcome to the show, Gabe Powers. Congratulations on your choice. And I guess we'll just dive right in. Gabe, what was right about right now that made you someone you've said over and over to me in the last few months, you wanted to kind of take things slow, but you changed your mind. Why?
Yeah, I was just talking with family and friends, and with all this quarantine, us may not even have a season. You know, I've decided to end my recruitment and go where home is, you know.
I think that's the thing, Gabe. A lot of people, like I said, maybe always sort of assumed that this is where things would go for you eventually. But, you know, you had offers from a lot of schools that you were interested in, Penn State, Michigan, Notre Dame. I know you wanted to get down to Clemson, see some other schools. But what was it about Ohio State, aside from the fact that it's, you know, 30 minutes away, what was it about their program, about the coaches that made it the right fit for you? Because I know you said over and over, this is about fit. This is about where you felt the most comfortable.
Yeah. I love the coaching staff. You know, Coach Washington, best coach, one of the best coaches you can get, you know. His personality, you know, fits right in. You know, the relationship I have with him and even his family, you know, is amazing. And I wouldn't want to be coached by anyone else, you know. Ryan Day, great coach, you know, getting a relationship with him. And seeing how, you know, just the relationship I've built with them, it's where it feels home.
The last time that you were on our show here was in January, you know, shortly after the Buckeyes offer had come through. And you seem, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, you just seem a little bit more comfortable in who you are right now. What's happened in the last few months for you personally, as you watch the world kind of shut down, but it seems like you've been growing your game. It seems like you just grow a little bit more confident in who you are. How did you do that? What have you been up to?
I've been working very hard, you know, with trainers, Butch Reynolds, Donald Washington from Ohio State, and I've proven, you know, my speed, my agility, and I feel very confident in my ability now to compete at any level.
For Ohio State, the goal has been linebacker. You play outside sometimes. You're listed as an outside linebacker on your 247 sports profile. I've talked to some people who think that maybe you grow into a mic and play on the inside. Have the Buckeyes and Al Washington given you any idea of really how they see your role, knowing that there's CJ Hicks already committed, knowing that there's maybe one or two more linebackers that they want to add to this class? How have they described to you what role they see you in?
Yeah, they see me as playing a Sam where I could stop the run, but also rush, walk up on blitz on the edge. And so as far as CJ Hicks, they're playing him as a bullet, so we'll be on opposite sides. So it's going to be good to get out there with CJ and play with him.
How much impact did CJ, did Tegra, did Jair, you know, four commitments now in your class, all four of you guys are from Ohio. Is there any sort of conversation amongst you guys about, hey, what we can do here, what we can build as a group? I mean, how much did that play into your decision to make a choice now?
A lot. You know, CJ's doing a great job, you know. Couldn't say good enough about recruiting for Ohio State and everything. So, now that I'm committed, you know, I'm going to help him out committing, but I'm not taking anything away from him with the recruiting he's done, because he's done a great job.
Do you anticipate, I mean, you say you're going to help. Is that something that you feel comfortable doing? Because it's not something that everyone feels right about, you know, like you're a guy that maybe doesn't want to poke and pull and go on social media and tell people, hey, you know what to do or whatever. Yes, sir. How do you see your approach differing from CJ?
Kind of, you know, I'll let CJ, you know, he's a lot with the social media and everything, kind of reach out to them. And then as far as CJ, just talk to him about what players he's talking to, start touching base with them, just getting to know him, you know, and trying to get him to go to $1,000.
How did the Ohio State coaching staff respond to your decision? I know that, again, you're the top ranked player in the state of Ohio. They do care about that stuff. But, you know, I know that you've told me they weren't pushing necessarily to get you to make a decision now because they don't ever really do that. How did they respond?
Oh, they're very excited. You know, talking to him, very excited that they now know. They had a pretty good thing. Assurance I was, but now that they know I'm going there, they're very excited and ready to get to work.
How happy is your family that they don't need to change their wardrobe?
They're very happy. You know, my grandpa, you know, my family's probably one of the biggest Ohio State fans you can get. You know, just here, I have the whole family and everybody coming, so there tonight, and so it's they're all very excited.
What are you doing to celebrate? I mean, let's break this down for people for me, Gabe. Like, you are living the dream for many, many people inside of the state of Ohio. You're a 16-year-old kid who just announced that you are going to be playing football at Ohio State. How does a family celebrate that? What are you guys doing today to go out and make it a memorable day?
We're just, you know, hanging out. We have a bunch of people. We're all just hanging out.
And cheeseburgers, as you've...
Cheeseburgers, yes, sir. No, actually, we have a pork, so...
Well, pork. You've really changed since January when we talked. It was all cheeseburgers then.
It is all cheeseburgers, but for special occasions like this, we brought out the pork.
I want to talk, if we can, Gabe, about the work that you've been doing on the field, because it's obviously been something that you've been forced to do by yourself. But again, you're working with Butch Reynolds, who's an Olympian and a former Ohio State Buckeye. Donald Washington, who is a former Buckeye cornerback and an NFL player. What are they doing to help you prepare for that next step? Because, again, you are the top-ranked player in the state. There's a lot of kids who would rest on those laurels, but you seem very desirous to keep getting better. What are they doing with you, and where have you seen your game really change?
As far as Butch, he, you know, hit with the even mindset, you know, it's a lot of mindset. You get your mindset right for the next level, because down in Washington and Butch, they've been at the high levels, highest levels you can get with NFL and gold medal. So as far as mindset, they both prepare very well for that next level. And Butch working on speed, strength and side to side agility. And as far as Donald Washington, we've been working hip work, DB work to cover open field, because as far as the game's developing now, you know, you got to be able to cover those wide receivers, tight ends. So we've been working DB drills, hip drills, lateral drills.
I want to ask you this, Gabe, as we've talked about this for months, you and I, that you wanted to take visits. You're committed to Ohio State now. It's the dream school for you. It's the one you grew up wanting to play for. Do you envision any scenario a year from now where you say to Ryan Day and the coaching staff, hey, I'd like to visit this school? Like, do you still think that there's any chance, not that Buckeyes fans would have any reason to worry about you changing your mind, but it's still part of the experience. Do you still think that you will want to do that, or is this locked down, all focus from here on out is how you can build this class?
No, sir. I'm low as you can get. You know, once I'm committed, there will be no looking into any other colleges, just Ohio State. So I'm fully committed.
Do you think that there's a value for you guys committing early? You know, again, four guys from the state of Ohio. You're recruiting Blake Miller up there in Strongsville. There's a couple of other players in the state. Do you guys see the value in being around? Like, when visits start up again and all these kids from around the country come in to visit, you're going to have all you guys being there all the time. And is there been a discussion with you guys about who's going to partake, who's going to be what role? And I mean, do you know how important that is, I guess?
Yeah, there hasn't been much discussion between, as far as me and CJ, you're saying?
Yeah, you and CJ, Jair, just, you know, how you guys moved it forward.
Yeah, we're just moving forward. You know, I'm not saying anything with CJ. I'm letting CJ do his thing. You know, he's been doing an amazing job. So,
but for an Ohio kid, I mean, you guys know that it's important to make this decision early because you can set the tone for other kids who come in to visit.
Yes, sir. That's me and CJ's biggest thing, you know, setting the tone and recruiting who we can.
What do you do if there's no football this year, Gabe? I mean, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but what do you do? I mean, are you looking at possibly transferring out of the state? I mean, what do you think could happen?
Yeah, if IMG or some other school still has it, if we don't have football, I will probably be going somewhere that has football.
I mean, that's a heavy thing to think about right now, isn't it? I guess maybe, again, I guess I didn't want to be Debbie Downer, but then I was.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Your father is a football coach. You have, you know, been around the game your whole life. It seems like it would be a very difficult experience to have your junior year not being able to be played. If they push it back to the spring, does that change anything for you, what the plans would be, or if it's just canceled outright?
Yeah, that changes my, like I say, it's probably if they change it spring or something, I'll probably be going somewhere else so I can play football, because huge football family, huge. I mean, I love football, you know, that's why we're here. So,
right.
And so I will probably be finding somewhere that does.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen, Gabe. I don't want to end this on such a sour note. Let me ask you this. What does it mean to Gabe Powers to be committed to Ohio State? Like, can you just explain how you feel today?
It's a dream, you know, dream come true. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity, you know. God's blessed me with so many opportunities. And being a Ohio State fan my whole life, you know, just as a little kid, always wanted to play for Ohio State. And now it's almost surreal, you know, the moment's kind of – it's finally here. You know, I got the offer. It was like this, but now it's really real that I'm going to be a Ohio State. I'm going to be a Buckeye.
It's 2 years away, and I'll leave you on this, but you wear number 36. It's 2 years away from that opportunity to wear 36 at Ohio State, and there's been a couple pretty good linebackers in the history of Ohio State football to wear that number. Do you think that you will follow those footsteps and wear 36 like Chris Spielman, like guys that came before him, or are you going to think about your own number that you can make your number?
No, 36 is what I'm going to stick with. That's my older brother set that kind of tradition almost at with Marysville. So I'm going to continue. It's a high state and be better than the rest like that.
Well, look forward to seeing it, Gabe. Congratulations on the decision. I'm going to let you go get to your pork and we'll get you out of here. That's Gabe Powers, Ohio State's latest 2022 commitment. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks for watching, everyone. Have a good night.